This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just got off the phone about a half an hour ago, actually a broadcast through Zoom with Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, and it is interesting as to what's taking place behind the scenes. And, of course, the American people are not being told about it once again. So I think that when we take the time to really dig and pull the curtain back, we're going to find the gold and we're going to find the truth, because we are being controlled and manipulated by a bunch of deceivers, to say the least. And the deceivers are those guys that have been put up as the good guys, just so you know. And how many times did Jesus Christ himself say, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived? And then he went on to identify these people and who they are and what it is that they do and how we are to judge them, as a matter of fact. And you'll find that when you go over to that of Matthew 7:16. But I want to go over to 2 Corinthians 11 really quick, and I did not plan this. I'm letting the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost does. And I'm going over to 2 Corinthians 11, and it tells us that in verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. He doesn't come with horns on his head and his big red tail flipping around back and forth and a big red fork, friends. That's not what he does. He comes as an angel of light. And then the Lord tells us in verse 15, therefore, it is no great thing that if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers, counterfeits of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. How are we supposed to judge them? By what they do, not by what they say. By what they do, not by what they say. But in sharing that with you, friends, we've got much to cover today. I want to cover this as our main topic. Politicians admit, yes, we are corrupt. The other day I was sitting with a sheriff, and he'd asked me, he goes, Bradley, he goes, how are these people going into office and they're broke, and before you know it, they're millionaires? And I said, because like Judas, who kissed the Son of Man, he betrayed him with a kiss, Americans. It's interesting, he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, and he did it with a kiss, just like politicians are kissing up to the American people. What, in fact, they are betraying them every step of the way. So we're going to be covering that. By the way, if you want to check that out scripturally, go to Luke 22, verse 48, and you will find out the very scripture as to what I'm highlighting even now. Folks, I got to tell you this. In the face of the Word of God, the way people talk, it blows me away. The way people blow up the 300 people that control the world. The way that people say, they throw their hands up in the air and say, well, what can we do about it? The way that they give their words over to empower the enemy to their own demise blows me away. And just think about this. They're giving voice to a defeated foe. Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father even now. Satan's a defeated foe. Remember on the cross of Calvary, Golgotha? Remember when Jesus said, it is finished? Yeah, it was finished 2,000 years ago, but people still give power to the enemy, the losing coach. You don't even do that in the natural, but you see him do it in the spiritual all day long. Friends, I'm here to tell you, my Bible tells me that my daddy, not only is the creator of all things, Abba Father, but he is also the governor of all nations. The cattle on a thousand hills, friends, he owns. The earth is his footstool. His throne is in heaven. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that the government is upon the shoulders of his son. What it comes down to is understanding God is in control of all things. Either he's blessing the people or cursing the people. There's no in-betweenites, friends. We're either under the blessings of God, he's in control, or we're under the curses. We made that choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, to put ourselves in the position that we're in today. How is it that 330 million people sit back and give power to the enemy when you're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population? Well, guess what, friends? I'm here to tell you that not everybody talks that way, nor will you ever find me talking that way. My conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. Book of Philippians. Go over to Psalm verse 50. What do you see there? That you lead our conversation right, that you show unto us all of your salvation, liberation from bondage. Well, guess what? That takes a fight. That takes the power of the Holy Ghost being born again, John 3:3, to overcome that. It takes the faith of Jesus Christ who gives us the faith. He's the author and the finisher of our faith to overcome the world. And I'm all over the boards right now, friends. I'm over on Hebrews 12:2, and then I'm on 1 John 5 as well. And if you go to Romans 8:37, again, here it comes that we overcome in the sense of we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. I want to play this for you because I want to be a bit of an encouragement today to those that are downtrodden. Because, folks, I get inundated with emails all day long. There's no sense. It's all over. Rest assured, our forefathers went through the same exact thing, but they kept their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, in spite of what man had to say. And because of it, we're here 244 years later. Our posterity needs such people today to prove the God of Israel. They don't need you to prove the power of men, which is but for a short time. Right? And the bottom line is their days are numbered too. But if we want to sit there and magnify the bad guys over the good guys, you go ahead. But I don't want you in my company. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy commandments. Period. With that said, I believe we got one in California. With all that's going on in California, friends, I'm going to tee this up for the next hour, or for the next segment, forgive me. But in Sacramento, the county is threatening $10,000 daily fines for violating dubious public health orders. Forced to comply, millions of Californians don't believe the public health orders are based on science. They've lost the narrative. So what happens when they lose the narrative? More of their mask comes off, and you see through their authoritarianism, their totalitarianism, and then they begin to rule by force. That's what's happening in California right now. But what happens, okay, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. What happens when we have local sheriffs? This is why I continuously tell the American people, get to know your local sheriffs. Understand that he is to uphold the Constitution, just like politicians are, friends. They swear to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, with their hands on the Bible. What happens when you find these guys? What do they look like? Furthermore, what do they sound like? Well, you're about ready to hear one of those guys that actually is doing what he promised to do through his sworn oath of upholding the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, regardless of who they are. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment here, friends, of a sheriff that's actually doing his job in the face of the tyrant out there, Gavin Newsom, friends. I wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got the videos back up in place. There's probably one more that's down, but you'll check it out, and it's pretty much uploaded once again. sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what we're doing. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. Folks, the church should be shining brighter now than ever. We shine brightest when it's darkest. Where's the church? My goodness, call us in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You got a 3-month window right now. If you want to check us out online, 13 to 15 articles over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we've been deplatformed by YouTube. We're taking it to them as well as with Facebook. We're in the talks right now with attorneys concerning YouTube. With that said, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we're deplatformed again, we'll always be on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be on that page. Go to the right side, click onto the platform that we have now. Join us on Top Chat. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto that one. Join us on Top Chat if you want to call in. Please do. I love hearing from you. I sincerely do. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head outside of the Word, your Creator's, right? Let's get back to it. Let's situate this to a proper manner and uprightness, friends. And the only way that we're going to do that is getting educated. The way that we're destroyed is because of a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Let's do the other thing. Proverbs 7:2. So this is what I want to get to. People talking about gloom and doom 24/7. I hear it all day. I just told the guy today, I said, you know what? Quit sending me your gloom and doom. Last night, the same thing. Quit sending me your gloom and doom. I mean, what are you feeding on? I can tell you what they're feeding on. It's not the Word of God, the bread of life. And you, and if you've listened to me before, you're going to hear it again. You know how this works. The two dogs that you throw in a ring, right? And they're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I can tell you which one's going to win. The one that you feed the most. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, friends, is we need to get back to feeding on the Word of God, that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, rather than gloom and doom and taking on the spirit of the world and denying our God. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's blasphemy. It really, truly is. And it's a sense and form of idolatry on so many different levels as well. But folks, we got to line ourselves up with what the Word of God says. And I'm not talking about metaphysics. I'm not talking about name it and claim it. I'm talking about even positivism. I'm not doing that in any sense of the word. What I'm saying is, from the heart, let that word take root, so what comes out of our mouths is the abundance of what's in our heart. You get it. Well, we have one such sheriff doing just that. He understands his purpose as a sheriff. Again, take time to get to know your local sheriffs across the United States of America. They have some serious power, friends, constitutionally. The fact of the matter is, this guy over in Riverside, he's a Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco. He spoke out against the corruption of California and its governor there, Gavin Newsom. Check this out, friends. You're going to like this.
Hello. I'm Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. We have all recently learned of the new regional approach to combating COVID-19 and the pending closure and stay-at-home orders from our governor. We were also told there was a potential he would be withholding federal and state funding from counties who did not enforce the orders. Ironically, it wasn't that long ago our same governor loudly and publicly argued how wrong it was for the President of the United States to withhold federal funding from states not complying with federal laws. The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, yep, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense. Keeping money and support from our hospitals, who are struggling with normal, seasonal increases in patients, coupled with COVID-19 patients, is irresponsible. It appears part of the new goal is to shift attention away from his.
is it loading? How that's happening over on our end, friends, I know not. But it even gets better than this. What we're listening to right now, friends, is Sheriff Chad Bianco from Riverside County Sheriff's Department out of California exposing the tyrannical acts of that of the governor, Gavin Newsom. So when that gets loaded back up, in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and take this phone call out of California. So thank you for calling, Jonathan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, hey, Bradley. Great to talk to you. It's been a
long
you
time. Too. Yes.
Good, doing good. I just wanted to let you know, I God bless you and your ministry, and I wanted to let you know, I've been making my phone calls to representatives like Marie Waldron and letting her know, or representatives that I talked to, letting him know, Tom, that we need to kick out Gavin Newsom. And he's telling me, you know, okay, legislatively we're not able to kick him out at this time because too many Democrats. But however, he's got 12 lawsuits. So he's going to be facing a lot of stuff. So hopefully soon we'll be able to do that.
You know what? And I applaud you for your efforts, my friend. But see, here's the problem of having a divided system in government. So we can't do nothing because of the Democrats. See the danger see what it presents? It presents itself as it gridlocks the American people from enforcing the law. See, there is no Democratic Party. There is no Republican Party. We're ruled by law in this country. So when you're hearing her say, well, there's nothing we can do right now, she is completely uneducated as to what the Constitution says and what it is that her duty is. She is to enforce Article 2, Section 3, the laws. She's to faithfully execute the laws found in our constitutional republic against all crime. And Jonathan, here, I want to say this. It's not enough to have Gavin Newsom removed lawfully. It's to have him charged and prosecuted for his crimes, because if not, you're only adding strength to the next tyrant that's waiting in line to take his place. And see, the message is, is, well, we'll just vote them out. No, you don't have to wait for their criminal tenures to end, friends. You can remove them now, Article 2, Section 4, and you can have them prosecuted. So get back to the law, get out of the party system because it's unconstitutional, and enforce those laws. And again, I'm not castigating you, chastising you in any sense of the word. I totally applaud your efforts, my friend. But the fact of the matter is we have to go a little bit further than what we're used to going.
Right, I understand that. I agree with what you're saying, and I'm in total agreement that Article 2, Section 4 and Article 3, Section 1, Clause 7, I agree all that.
Amen.
And I agree that we need to have them not only removed from office, but prosecuted.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate your phone call, Jonathan. A big high five. Here is the rest of the sheriff out of that of Riverside. This is Chad Bianco. Listen to the rest of this, friends.
Representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping money and support from our hospitals, who are struggling with normal, seasonal increases in patients, coupled with COVID-19 patients, is irresponsible. It appears part of the new goal is to shift attention away from his and others' personal behavior with a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do attitude by turning public opinion against California sheriffs. He is expecting us to arrest anyone violating these orders, cite them and take their money, close their businesses, make them stay in their homes, and take away their civil liberties, or he will punish all of us.
That's exactly right.
I believe that all jobs are essential to someone. Leaders do not threaten, attempt to intimidate, or cause fear. Bullies do.
That's right.
As has been our position from the beginning of this pandemic, the Sheriff's Department is asking and expecting Riverside County residents to act responsibly and do what they can to protect themselves and their family from contracting the virus. Wear your mask and practice social distancing.
Say they, but listen to what he says.
While the governor's office and the state has threatened action against violators, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents in the enforcement of the governor's orders. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a safe and happy New Year.
Thank you, GC. I appreciate that. That is a good sheriff, my friends. They will not be blackmailed. They will not be bullied. They're going to do their job, and it's exactly what he's doing right now. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump hosting a coronavirus vaccine summit at the White House on Tuesday, the president highlighting Operation Warp Speed and how the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed.
They will deliver vaccines directly to nursing homes as soon as the states request that they do so. Later today, General Gus Perner will outline the detailed plan to rapidly distribute the vaccine to every state, territory, and tribe.
President Trump also signing an executive order that will ensure the vaccine is prioritized for Americans before sending it overseas. President-elect Joe Biden is introducing his health care team. Biden formally introducing California AG Javier Becerra. Biden saying the nominee will help expand Obamacare, also saying that Becerra will work to lower health care and health prescription costs. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida police raid the home of a fired coronavirus data scientist.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden is choosing retired General Lloyd Austin, who oversaw U.S. forces in the Middle East under former President Barack Obama, to be his defense secretary. The move drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle, with Democrats up in arms over the fact that Austin was on the board of Raytheon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, by the way, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you're watching me right now, you can see these coffee cups. It says on there, it says, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, because what you're hearing from the hirelings today is completely upside down. Read Isaiah 59 in contrast to what I just said. But I wanted to let you know that if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. We got a lot of shirts that have statements on them, a variation of colors, lots of them, sizes, so on and so forth, different statements. We have dog tags. And by the way, all this stuff is not to make the Church of God a den of thieves. This has all been on request that we've responded. Bradley, will you make a t-shirt with a statement that you continuously blurt out, and it's like, okay, we did that. Bradley, will you make some dog tags? Okay, we did that. And then we get a lot of our messages. We have My War, what we did across the country, and it was aired on national television for 42 weeks concerning the 364 high schools we've done in public schools across the country. Two of those were Christians, colleges, media, you name it, radio, whatever the case is, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also consider supporting us, friends. This is always the hardest time for ministry such as mine. We're black and white. You either love us or hate us. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and join us on membership. Become a son or a daughter of liberty. But again, if you're looking for Christmas stuff, friends, I'm telling you what, we've got cool stuff over there, and it's for the right reasons, and it's definitely thought-provoking, and it provokes conversations with people that you don't know if you're not skittish like a bunch of deer are, friends. We need to be what we're called to be, and we serve the line of the tribe of Judah. I was just making that parallel. I thought that was was kind of cool. Anyways, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take this call really quick before I get over to Yes, We Are Corrupt. CC777, welcome to the show. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Brad. I was just curious.
What's your name? What's your name? Did your mama name you CC777?
My real name's Jason.
Okay, nice to have you, Jason. What say you?
I wonder if we have the power to do.
You wonder if we have the power to do what?
Do we have the power to do citizens' arrest?
Boy, I. Yeah, well, here, let me just say this, guys, because I don't know why you did that. What's your name? CC777. Okay, your mama didn't name you that, right? Okay, what you have to do is next time you call in CC777 is get away from the radio so it doesn't feed back, because I'm getting two messages. Every time you say it, then I get an echo or an answer back as to what you're saying. So if you want to call in again, get away from that that stereo or that radio that you're right next to. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, boy, I could have had fun with Jason. I could have had fun with Jason. But I got to be respectful and upright, right? It's, Bradley, you're a preacher. You can't have any fun. Well, the law of truth is in my mouth because it's in my heart. It doesn't mean I can't have fun. I just can't gist. But sometimes, oh, I want to go there. I really want to go there. But again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Are you ready for this, friends? Because what I'm about to share with you, you can't make it up. You really sincerely cannot make it up. Yes, we are corrupt. Yes, we are corrupt, Bradley Dean, say they. Now, I'm talking about this topic for the very purpose that just a couple days ago I was talking with the sheriff. And he said, Bradley, I am bewildered as to how these guys go into office. They're broke. And he said, before you know it, they're millionaires. I said, well, that should tell you who they're working for. I mean, some of these people, they're making $174,000 a year. They're 10 years or 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. And when they leave, they're millionaires. How do you think they're making their money? I mean, you should talk to Barack Obama. You should talk to George Bush. You should talk to the Clintons' friends. How do you think they make their money? They make $400,000 a year speaking to the presidents. And before you know it, they're millionaires how many times over? Matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama just went out and bought his $18 million mansion out there in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Well, who do you think they're working for? Come on, let's use a little common sense here. If they make $174,000 a year, a representative, judges make $225,000, I believe, and the president makes $400,000, and they go in and they're broke, and then before you know it, did they save their money for 4 years? Well, let's go to the high end of that. The president makes $400,000 a year. He's there for 4 years. What does that equal, friends? Four times four is 16. That's $1.6 million if he saved all of his money up. I mean, after all, everything's paid for anyways, right? Well, if they're worth $18 million, $20 million, $30 million, $40 million, some are worth hundreds of millions, like Daryl Issa, for those that didn't know. He's supposed to be the big, hard guy when it comes to those congressional hearings. They go in there and they're broke, and before you know it, they're making all this money. Well, it's the businesses that I'm tied to. Yep. No, friends, they're selling you out in many cases. President Harry S. Truman said this. Make this applicable to today, because it's worse than what it was back on the dates that I'm going to share with you in just a couple of moments. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Unless you're a crook. The sheriff told me, Walls goes in there, the guy's broke, he was a teacher for how many years, and now he's a millionaire. How is he doing that, Bradley? Come on, guys. I think he was saying it tongue in cheek. He wasn't stupid at all. Because they're selling you out. Just like what you're seeing right now. Isn't it interesting how special interests are calling the shots through every politician on both sides of the unconstitutional aisle? Isn't it interesting? We had a caller on Saturday who said this. He said, it's interesting how the right can't get along with the left, but keep in mind they're in it together. He said, but now when it comes to this coronavirus and this COVID and mask wearing, he said, they're all unified. Yeah, that's exactly right. Which shows you they're on the same team. Exactly. They sold you out for special interest groups. What do you think this Operation Warp Drives is all about, friends? Leading you to the vaccination concerning the narrative they can't prove. Let's get back to this. The American politician. Yes, we are corrupt. I'm not putting words into their mouths, friends. They said, yes, we are corrupt. Let me give you a couple examples. The first president of the United States of America, George Washington, warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Aren't these the greatest of fools? I mean, these folks are so smart, those that sell out the people as they work for special interest groups, not realizing that they're all on the same boat, that they're being used. I mean, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Lose the world, gain your soul, goof. I mean, these people act like there's luggage racks on the top of a hearse. You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us that a man cannot keep his own soul alive, but yet they act like it, don't they? Yes, they do. How many of these corrupt individuals that have sold out their people and their country and their own kids and their own posterity that end up in hell, they slip into hell unbeknownst to them? Hundreds of thousands die every day. I believe it's 144,000 people die every day on this planet that didn't suspect that they were going to die. Life is but a vapor, man, and these people are playing with their own eternities. I'm going to the Holy Ghost right now. Washington said, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. It's exactly... See, in our posterity, friends, we've forgotten God. Because if we're not doing the same things these corrupt politicians are doing, then why are they still there? That's a reflection of we the people. Now, as we take a look at what's happening in the arena of politics today, we can see that his warning, George Washington's, and the Word of God, have been largely ignored by the people that he was addressing. We're his posterity, right? Today, Americans are betrayed on a daily basis by corrupt politicians, and that with a kiss, answering the question, how do they go in there broke, and before you know it, they're millionaires? Well, again, listen to what they have said loud and clear, because action speaks louder than words. You ready for this? To prove the point, have you ever wondered about the politicians who are to serve we the people, how again they enter office with little to nothing, and before you know it, they have garnered great wealth? They've aggrandized unto themselves a lot of dough. That long green, right? Did you know that 268 of the 534 members are millionaires? Who do you think they're serving, friends? They're extorted. They're perverted. They're demoralized. They're debased. They're reprobate. 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. I mean, are they going to, like, take that money with them? Paul said, I came into the world and it's sure that I'm going to leave the world naked. He said, I came into the world naked and it's sure that I'm going to leave the world naked. Some people have, even on their deathbeds, gripped the keys to their safe as if to suggest they're going to take it with them. You are deceived. Greatly deceived. Two men were walking by a mansion, and one guy looked at the other guy and said, I wonder what it cost him to buy that mansion. The other guy said in his spiritual wisdom, he said his soul. That's right. That's exactly right. 268 of the 535 members are millionaires. How is it that America has experienced so much ungodly and unconstitutional change? Read Proverbs 24, verse 21, and start contrast in the face of what I just said. Over the last 50 years in this country, how is it that we've experienced so much ungodly and unconstitutional change? Because I've said it, and the Bible's clear in Deuteronomy 6, to beware that we forget the Lord our God, who gave unto us wealth, not to forget him, but to understand where it came from. You know what happens in the prosperity church today? You know, they're taught, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, and yet Scripture is clear when it says that you are not to give yourself to those that preach gain as godliness. The Bible is clear, from such withdraw. Isn't it interesting how they keep preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy? It's no wonder why the Lord brings us to the end of ourselves before He gives us anything. And the reason He does that is because He wants to, like Abraham, make sure that he is number one before the promises like that of Isaac. Put that up against Matthew 6:33. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. Click on the top chat and join us live, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and click onto the video. Join us on top chat. We are talking about, yes, we are corrupt. It's interesting, friends. I wish all of you, the literal thousands of people that listen to me every day, you could see the response of an uneducated, stupefied people. Because whenever you talk about something where it causes them to respond, because remember, truth demands a response, right? And when you show the people their responsibility, they don't want anything to do with it. And they act like this is just going to all go away. It is all going to go away, but it's what's going to go away is what you don't want to go away. And you have, again, been dummied down to believe that they know better than we do. No, nothing could be further from the truth. They don't know better than we do. They're criminals. How do you know that, Bradley? Because I'm highlighting the fact that they're getting rich off the stupidity of the American people. The American politician stated, yes, we are corrupt. How many times have politicians been busted with the smoking gun in hand, and yet the American people sit back and say, well, there's nothing we can do about it? No, there's nothing you want to do about it. It's really what it comes down to. So let's go over to this. We were just talking about 268 of the 534 members are now millionaires. They go in broke and they come out rich. And some of them stay there for up to 35 years at a time. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit that right now. So what do we have? Perhaps it's because there have been senators in this government that have been serving themselves, as well as special interest groups that have literally been conspiring. Listen to me. Have literally been conspiring, Jeremiah 11:9, against the American people for years. Well, Bradley, like who? Well, like none other than Robert C. Byrd. He's not there anymore. West Virginia. Don't forget about Daniel K. Agnew, who served for 49 years. You allowed him to destroy this country. We have Storm Thurmond. He served himself in special interest groups for 47 years. If you have not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart, do yourself a favor. It's from the 30s. It is a fantastic movie, and it's exactly what it reflects as to what we're dealing with in this country today. Here, let me give you another one. Edward Kennedy. He served himself in special interest groups for 46 years. Patrick J. Lee, he served himself and that of special interest groups for 42 years. And by the way, friends, again, this is the tip of the iceberg. The list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, you know, you look at guys like that of Schumer, and you look at guys like that of, well, I'm sorry, girls, forgive me, Nancy Pelosi, and the list goes on. And why are they there? Because you know as well as I do, the people are not voting for her to be there, but she's there because the people don't know the difference. That's why. Again, watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. So, I can just hear the media, the mainstream media-minded, modern-day conservatives say, this is not right, or where did you get this information from? Go ahead and back this up, Bradley Dean. Well, I will today, as I always do, friends. Here is a list of politicians that have admitted themselves, friends, that money controls politics. So we have Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California Assembly in the 1960s and the 70s and the 80s. Yep, he was tolerated by the people. He said money is the mother milk of politics. Right? He said the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process, and they own the politicians that go to them for money. We are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society. We are a republic, Article 4, Section 4. A one person, one vote to an oligarch. That means where few rule over many. Form of a society where billionaires would be determining who the elected representatives of this country are. I didn't say it. Nope. Brother Jesse Unruh said it. Just wanted to make sure. Then we have the socialist Bernie Sanders, who they take the baser sort and they put him up as the standard, as if to suggest we're supposed to emulate him, follow him, all the way to the hell that he creates in a socialist new order, right? Well, they're all plans, friends. Read 1 Kings 13:33 up against that. But Bernie Sanders, U.S. Senator from Vermont, said many similar things, such as, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. I'm highlighting the fact that they're the ones telling us that they're corrupt. And they're speaking loud and clear through their actions and through their stupidities. Right? Blurting the truth out in their confusion. Let's go to the next one. In other words, the dog is not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, wagging the dog. Y'all with me? You think this isn't what's going on today? You're sadly mistaken. Hey, folks, everybody's worried about Bill Gates, who's not a doctor. They're worried about the WHO, who's not a doctor, who is equated to that of a terrorist organization. He's not a doctor. The list goes on. That's special interest groups. What made him the vaccination specialist? What made him the virus specialist? He's not a doctor. That's special interest groups. That money's talking to this current administration. He's got all of these actors on the stage of deception in politics, joined at the hip, doing what he commands that they do. All in concert. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And the American people don't have enough common sense to open their eyes to see it for what it is. Vice President and criminal pedophile Joe Biden said, you have to go where the money is. Now, where the money is, there's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position, then you conclude that they're wrong and vote no. There's always strings attached, he said. Of course there is. Today, while political gains run by absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites is ridiculous, a game in which corporations and people is magically empowered to speak, candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls along with you, the American people, right down the river. Who said that? Jim Hightower, former Agriculture Commissioner of Texas. You know, aren't they noble? Are they to receive the approbation of the American people for telling the people the truth about the people that are around them? Absolutely not. How come they're not the ones taking the time to drop the articles of impeachment? How come they're not taking time to go on social platforms and tell the American people as to what's going on inside of this government? No, friends, they're a part of the problem. And it's interesting, I would go so far as to suggest, and bet, I'm speculating, but I would go so far as to suggest that they said these things after the fact, after they were out of office. Okay? Russ Feingold said, people tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and that multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shot. He said, it's not hard to agree. He was a senator from Wisconsin, 2015. So it's not like they're hiding any of this. Here's Ted Cruz, you know, one of the good guys. Give me a break. Lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. What did Ted Cruz say? They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians, said Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Oh, friends, I could go on for another hour. I just wanted to highlight that. I just wanted you to understand, friends, that they're the ones telling you that they're corrupt. Missouri State Senator Rob Schaaf said, I can legally accept gifts from lobbyists, unlimited in number and in value. As you might guess, what results is a corruption of the institution of Missouri government, a corruption driven by big money in politics. Let me ask the blinded ones that have sold themselves out for a gift that the Bible tells us to deny. How long do you think this is going to last? Just think of it. If you stood up against the corruption that you're calling out right now, and then everybody began to do the right thing rather than the wrong thing, I mean, the worst thing that you're going to do is get a smile from heaven, receive the approbation of your constituents that you promised to uphold the law on their behalf. And what's going to happen? Your children are going to have a future and a hope. So we see that politicians are not willing to do what it is that the American people have to do to preserve a future for our children. And it's to deal with the likes of those that I'm highlighting right now. Hey, friends, out of their own mouths, they've condemned themselves. Let their offenses carry their own judgment. But the problem is if the American people don't know that they're the law, how are they going to bring about judgment? Well, I'm here on a positive to tell you that you are the law, so bring forth judgment to establish righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to HandgunConversion.com. That's HandgunConversion.com.